This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Inshallah, to all the sisters and brothers, we begin the day with the morning invocation dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Bismillahillazi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Allahumma adqilna jannatak wa ajirna minan nar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin ya rabbil alamin. All praise due to Allah rabbil alamin for his blessing, his mercy, his guidance, and may Allah rabbil alamin give us strength, energy, health to prepare ourselves physically, mentally and spiritually for the Ramadan to come. Ameen. Of course, as a ummah who believe in Allah Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu, kutiba alaykum usiyam, kama kutiba ala lazina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe in Allah Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make Ramadan an obligation upon all of us, like how this Ramadan or fasting has been made obligation to the people before all of us. The reason Allah Rabbul Alameen want us to fast is not to make life difficult to any one of us, but Allah Himself said, La'allakum tattaqun. So that at the end of the day, may Allah Rabbul Alameen give us and grant us taqwa. That is the purpose of fasting. Fasting is to strengthen our iman so that we get closer to Allah Rabbul Alameen physically, mentally, and also spiritually, inshallah. Now let us come back to the book that we are referring to. And if I'm not wrong, we are just talking about Na'in earlier, last Wednesday. The Na'in that we have discuss is about thing that is not allowed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also there are things that was allowed. The prohibited from Nahi is that of the people of Jahiliyyah. They used to send someone to announce the death at house doors and in the marketplaces. Similar to this would be announcing the death with loudspeaker in the street, over the minarets of masjid, and in magazine and newspaper, like what happened to all of us today. Among the other prohibited actions associated with Na'i are taking pay for performing it and praising the deceased excessively without knowing the deceased. Meaning, if you want to talk good about the person who died, you have all the right, but you only talk about people that you know. People that you have no knowledge, neither you talk bad about them or you talk good about them, you just be silent. You be silent. You just pray, may Allah forgive them. And that's why the next topic that we are coming in is permissible forms of Na'i. It is allowed to announce the death in a manner that does not resemble that of the pagan, the Jahiliyyah. Because every religion, every group of people have their own way to do things. And we as Muslim, Allah have reminded us, lakum dinukum waliyadin. We have our way, they have their ways. What happened now, we seem to follow people's way more than people following our ways now. And this is something very sad, you know, that is happening today. We have ignored our own value to please other people's value. We are prepared to sacrifice our deen to please other people's value. That is very unique. To the believer, it is not allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "La yakhafuna lawmata la'im." A believer fear nobody. They are not going to please somebody to displease Allah Rabbul Alamin. But today you can see a lot of people is pleasing human more than Allah. And again, they please the people who are not yet a Muslim more than pleasing believers. Yeah? Pleasing Allah Rabbul Alamin. May Allah give us the right spirit again so that we honor our own value more than the value of other people, inshallah. Yeah? Especially if there is a need for some people to perform the necessary rites for the deceased. Of course, people have to wash the body, they have to shroud the body, and perform salatul janazah. So you can make some announcement to anybody who is close by, family members, the mosque, because they have the team to get ready to help for the washing, the shrouding, and the prayer. Furthermore, when informing about a Muslim death, it is recommended to ask the Muslim to seek Allah's forgiveness for him. While you are making the announcement, it's good to remind the Muslim, don't forget to ask Allah for forgiveness. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ used to do that. Astaghfiru li akhikum. The Prophet always said, ask Allah to forgive your fellow brothers or sister who passed away. This prayer is very unique. You don't know who they are, but as long as you know they are Muslim, immediately after saying Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you start to offer prayer for forgiveness. Now let us continue. Anas radiallahu anhu reported that Allah's messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced the successive death of his commanders in the battle of Mut'a, and ordered the believer to seek Allah's forgiveness for them. Now the Prophet also make some announcement, like what happened in this hadith. Zaid took the flag and was hit. This is where they all are engaged in the war. So Muslim, always we have one person who is responsible to hold the flag. The Muslim flag is just La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Just to remind people that we are here for the sake of Allah, and when we engage ourselves in any battle, we engage ourselves by following the adab from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Muslim never once in the history of Islam start any war. But today, the media portray like we are they don't say we start war, we are terrorists. They start the war, but we become terrorists. Anyhow, the Prophet ﷺ always remind his ummah, number one is to prepare for jihad. Prepare for jihad, brothers and sisters, is not killing, fighting, no. Jihad is commitment, conviction. When you do anything, you must do with your heart. You must give the best. Anything you do, if you want to be a good son, a good daughter, how to become a good daughter? Try to be dutiful to your parents. Try to make them happy. You want to be a successful student, you must work very hard. It's a jihad for you. To be focused when you are attending classes, when the teacher is talking to you, you must listen to them. Example, to be a good worker, when you work, you must work and give the best to your employer. There is a jihad. Anything you do with conviction, with commitment, this is called jihad in Islam. It's like you cook with love, is jihad. Not just as long as I cook. After that, you don't eat, others also don't eat. It go to waste. No. you do with full knowledge is like you pray, you want to pray and you want to have khushu. That is a jihad. You must be focused. You must know what you are doing. Yeah? When you talk about war, then Allah used another term, qital. Qatala, qital means is going for war now. But according to the teaching of the Prophet, never was the Prophet declare war until the enemy start to declare war. And normally the Prophet will ask them, don't you have any better way to solve our problem? If there is a problem, don't you feel that there is a better way to end this kind of problem? Normally the disbeliever will kill the believers. Because the believer's duty, the first jihad, is to call people back to Allah. Teach them the good thing, the good value, to respect the elders, love the young, respect your neighbors, help the poor, help the needy. That is the teaching. But a lot of people are not happy when you tell them not to do this, not to do that. They just like to do what they want to do. Yeah, the strong oppress the weak. Yeah, and the rich exploit the poor and so on. They have no respect to women sometimes. They abuse women and nobody protect the woman in the time of Jahiliyyah. So now Islam is saying, no, you must protect them. You must help the poor and so on. This make the other group very unhappy. So what they will do, they even kill them. They kill people who is doing good thing. So when this thing happened in the time of the Prophet will call them and say, is this what you want? Why must you kill a person? For what reason that this person was killed? Only by him calling people to do good thing, you kill him? But if they don't honor our right, they say, we are going to have war with you, then the Prophet will have to prepare. Even then, if you look at the history of Islam, for 13 solid years when the Prophet was in Mecca, there is no war. The Prophet never fight and have any confrontation. He always remind his Ummah to be patient. Hold on. If you can't take the pressure anymore, if you have been oppressed, you prepare for migration. That is where the first migration took place, to Abyssinia. There is a migration. The Prophet now said, fight. He said, be patient. Hold on. Have faith in Allah. If you just can't take it, move to another country. Then pressure build up again. And now they know that a lot of people is running away. They are coming after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They thought that by doing that, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will stop his mission. But Prophet Muhammad will never stop his mission to call people back to Allah. Now they say, we have to face this man, one man. Yeah. And they dare do that. They dare do that after the death of Abu Talib. After the death of his wife. Then only they dare to show their real pictures. Yeah. That is the time Allah command Prophet Muhammad, time for you to migrate. The Prophet was under pressure more than all the companions, but he never migrated. He let the companions first to migrate. Led by Ja'far. Yeah. But later on, when the pressure is getting harder and harder, then only Allah said to the Prophet, time for him to migrate. And who migrated with him? He chose the closest of the companion, Abu Bakr. And when Abu Bakr was traveling with the Prophet, each time when Abu Bakr sent the danger may come in front, Abu Bakr will walk in front. If he sent the danger may come from behind, he will move backward. If you send the danger may come from the right, you move to the right. That is how protect active Abu Bakar towards Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, may Allah guide them. May Allah, yeah, shower His mercy, you know, on this Sahaba, you know, a very special man to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To the extent when the Prophet was not well, he only ordered his wife Aisha to look for Abu Bakr to lead the Ummah in praying. Even Abu Bakr was not around, Omar was there, and Aisha said, "Omar, where is Abu Bakr?" He said, "Abu Bakr is somewhere, you know, busy." He said, "Prophet called me to look for him to lead the prayer. The Prophet can't lead the prayer because he is not well." Yeah, he was very sick. And then Aisha said, "Then you lead. Omar, you lead." Omar said, "What did the Prophet say?" The Prophet said, "Look for Abu Bakr, then look for Abu Bakr." Allahu Akbar. You see how they respect the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the Prophet named Abu Bakr, then Abu Bakr. Yeah. Aisha have a good intention. Since Abu Bakr is not there, Omar, go. Omar said no. Yeah. Now look at the hadith. Zaid took the flag because this Sahaba, when they go for war, somebody must hold the Islamic flag. Took the flag and was hit. And then he was down. He died. Ja'far took it. He was hit. Abdullah bin Rawaha took it. He was hit. Khalid ibn Walid took it without being appointed, and he was given victory. Yeah. Because in war, the flag, yeah, is very important. When the flag is down, consider we lost. So until today, you see this, when they fight, they have some kind of indication. The time will come, the Prophet ﷺ said, one of the signs of the doom days, there will be a very severe confrontation. The time will come that we will go back to the combat kind of warfare. No more using missile. Today you will come up with all the sophisticated weapon, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His will, He will stop the oil and gas from coming up. And then all this machinery will have to stop. They just can't move. Then you have to go horse riding, marching, spears, arrows, sword. No more all this other sophisticated weapon. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ did mention there will be a great war. A battle that history have never seen before. You know? And combat, you know, is a face-to-face kind of war. And the first thing is, there will be a joint force between the Muslims and the Nasara. Both join together because we are people of the book. Join together to face one common enemy. Then, alhamdulillah, Allah give us victory. Then you have one who went up to the hill and hold the flag. We have won the battle. It should be shared, but they say they. Then the other group will come and kill that guy. He said, "You have betrayed us. No, how can you claim that this is your victory? It's victory for both." Then the other flag will go up. Then this great war starts. I believe we will not face this war because all the missiles still around. Yeah, all the warplane is still around, flying here and there. But there will come a time all these things will cease. Khalid ibn Walid is known as Saif Allah, the man who move with the sword from Allah Rabbul Alameen. No battle that Khalid ibn Walid engaged in that Allah did not give victory. But you must remember, in the battle of Uhud, Khalid ibn Walid is the one who was the other side. Khalid is the one who was fighting against the Prophet in the battle of Uhud, the second war. But then Allah gave hidayah to Khalid and he entered to Islam. Khalid ibn Walid have a very unique kind of personality. He was commanded by Umar, when Umar became the second Caliph, to be the chief of command to a battalion. And people, when Khalid is there, all will want to follow him. So Umar was worried that people will just fight because of Khalid, not because of Allah. So while they are engaging in the war, a letter was sent to Khalid that now your post as the chief of command is been taken away, so you become a normal warrior, just a normal soldier. It was replaced with somebody. That never lessened the spirit of Khalid ibn Walid. He said, I am doing for the sake of Allah. If this command come from Amir al-Mu'minin, the chief of the Muslim, the leader of the Muslim, Umar al-Khattab, I will obey. If this happened to us, we don't know what's going to happen. Who are you? I will bring my army back and fight with you. But because Khalid is fighting for the sake of Allah, very sincere, whatever post is not important for him, I'm here for the sake of Allah, not because of Omar. If Omar decided that I should vacate my post, I vacate my post. And I will still fight, like how I used to fight before. Allahu Akbar. Then after the battle, Omar talked to Khalid. Why he do that? And Khalid was very pleased. He's not unhappy. Because it's important for everybody who engaged in the Islamic jihad or warfare qital to have the right intention that you do for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Khalid did make a prayer to Allah to allow him to be killed in the battlefield, so that he will have the full shaheed. Whoever die in the battlefield, you don't have to wash their body. You don't have to shroud their body. You don't even have to pray, just bury. Because they are guaranteed by Allah a Jannah. Yeah. They have very special kind of reward from Allah. If they die for the right cause, with the right intention. Alhamdulillah. But Allah's Qadar, he did not die in the battlefield. After battle, they take rest. While he was resting, he passed away. And then when people was washing his body, they were shocked to see that every part of the body, you have scars. From the wound that he got it in the battlefield. But that never killed the spirit of Omar to fight for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today majority of us, our men, we don't engage in this battle anymore. Today's battle is the battle of ideology. Ghaswatul Fiqr. We are exposed to a lot of ideologies, so we must prepare to fight against anything that comes against Allah's command and the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Qatada also reported that when Allah's messenger sent the army of the commanders, he said, Alaykum Zaid ibn Haris. And then the Prophet normally will give some instruction. Zaid will be in command first, example. If he is hit if he died, Ja'far bin Abi Talib will be leading. The Prophet have laid out the first, second man. If he is hit, Abdullah bin Rawaha will be the third one. And this is also important. In any country, you have the president, deputy president, and all this is good to prepare. If something happened, that means there will be the second, chief of command will come in. So that the Muslim still have a leader to lead them. And you remember the history when Osman was killed. Osman was killed by the hypocrites. Ali have to make a decision, because when Omar was stabbed by the enemy of Islam, Omar have command the companions, all those who are very close to the Prophet, to come in and have a meeting to decide a new leader. Whoever don't do that, don't perform funeral prayer for me. The Omar make it very straight. Then only left two. After so many, your name was been mentioned, the one who really come forward, only two, Osman and Ali. Then Osman got the better recommendation. Then Osman lead the Ummah for some time. Then he was killed again. So now Ali is the one who left behind. Because when they were looking for the leader in the time of Omar, two is the final one, Osman and Ali. So if Osman is not there, then Ali should come in. And that was the time the Munafiqin play this issue of leadership. They said, the killing of Osman is the plot from Ali. And now they create the problem within the Ummah, the fitna. But Ali managed to control the situation. And then you remember what happened in the time of Ali. Osman was related to Muawiyah, who is the governor of Syria. And the governor of Syria is a very powerful man. Now the news that reached there, you don't have WhatsApp at that time. You don't have all the smartphone. And the Satan whispered to Muawiyah's side that Ali have no patience to become a leader. He just have to kill Osman and self appointed to be the leader. So Muawiyah said, I want Osman case to be settled before the new leader is been selected or been elected. Ali said, we need to have a leader first. Muawiyah said, no, the case of Osman should be solved first. So there was a clash. But alhamdulillah, even they have some misunderstanding, thing was under control. But later on, Ali have a discussion with Muawiyah about the future leadership. Look at this. I'm just going to share. It's not in the book, but it's very important. He know that Muawiyah is a good leader. So he said to Muawiyah, will we come to a agreement? I'm the leader now. You work together. If I die, you will take the leadership. If you die, my son Hassan will lead. If Hassan die, your son will lead. No, that is their agreement. Very good agreement. Alhamdulillah, they agreed. Look at the agreement. me, then you, my son, and your son. Mean the elders first. So happened, before Hussein passed away, and the book, before Ali, Hassan passed away. Then when Hassan passed away, now the understanding is after Muawiyah is going to, not Hassan, but Hassan give up his position. Then he said, then after that it should go to the son of Muawiyah. There was no fighting among them. Some misunderstanding that they managed to settle it under the spirit of Islam. But this part of history is not really known to a lot of people. People always say, Muawiyah go against Ali all the way. No, they have some misunderstanding and they have settled it. But it's not easy when this thing happened, when Hassan gave way, people who love Hassan say, no, agreement after Muawiyah is Hassan. No. But at the end of the day, we know what happened. Yeah. When Ali took over, and then when they engaged, yeah, in the battle of Siffin again, you know, with Aisha, alhamdulillah, at the end of the day, everything was settled down. Then this is the time the Munafiqin play their role to keep on creating the fitna within the Ummah, and there was a lot of fighting, and that is the time the Khawarij also came in. The Khawarij is another group known as the extremists. May Allah Rabbul Alameen protect all of us, inshallah, from this power struggle. Yeah. On hearing this, Ja'far said, I sacrifice both my father and mother for your sake, O Allah's Messenger. But I would have hated that you make Zayd my commander. And Allah's Messenger replied, let it be, because you do not know which of that matter of command is better. As a human, sometimes you disagreed. But the Prophet ﷺ, remember, Allah guide him more than all of us. Whatever he decides at the end of the day is the best for all of us. But being human, you may disagree for a while. Why? Why you appointed him? Now Abu Qatada reported that the army left after that, as was gone for long as Allah's will. Then one day Allah's Messenger mounted the member, commanded that the call had been made together for the prayer, and addressed the people by saying, Nab al-Khair, something good. The Prophet was addressing his Ummah. In Allah said, has occurred. Shouldn't I tell you about your Sultan until he was killed as a Shaheed again? I testified for him that he attained Shahada. Shuhada means seek forgiveness for him. Abdullah bin Rawaha then took the flag and kept his feet firm until he was killed as a Shaheed again. Seek forgiveness for him. Istaghfiru li akhi. Then Khalid bin Walid took the flag without being one of the appointed commander. He just took charge. It is a good news. At the end of the battle, Allah gave victory to the Ummah. But what is important for us in this saying that the author gathered this hadith is to tell us that the Prophet do make announcement. Announcement that is allowed. Yeah? And when the Prophet talk about the Ashahid, because the sign of Shuhada is there. The Prophet will never say something when the sign is not there. He will be silent. And if there are munafiqeen who is there, the Prophet will never offer prayer. But when he know that these people are the one who follow the command of the Prophet ﷺ, and they are in the war, and they were killed in the warfare, and they have all the right to have the reward of shuhada. That's why in the Quran Allah said, you have the siddiqeen, shuhada, siddiqeen. Come first then shuhada. Siddiqeen wa shuhada. Siddiqeen means those who confirm what is true when Allah said this is true. Those who confirm the words of Allah and confirm the saying of the Prophet, who do not go against the command of Allah and the command of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's messengers then raised both his finger and said, Allahumma, O Allah, huwa saif min suyufuka fansur, O Allah, he is one of your swords, give him victory. And that's where Khalid ibn Walid was given the title Saif Allah. Abu Bakr have a title As-Siddiq. Omar have a title Al-Faruq. Osman have a title. What is the title of Osman? Zulnurain. Because Osman is the only one who married two daughters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but not in the same time. He married one, passed away, and he married the second one. Because you cannot marry two sisters in the same time. But if the first sister passed away, then you can marry with the second one. Ali have a title. Remember Ali's title? Ali's title. Come on. Ali's title. Ali had the title of Karamallahu Wajha. Karamallahu Wajha means Ali's face from young, he never faced any idols. His face was blessed by Allah Rabbul Alameen. From that day, Khalid was named Saif Allah, Allah's sword. But remember, Islam never spread with the sword. If you go back to the history, then you will know that the one who started to spread their religion by force is not from the Muslim side. It's from the Nasara side. But they want to put all this to us so that people will blame us, not blaming them. You know, Philippines is a country that there was a lot of sultan before. Then you have the Nasara forces came in and forced most of the Muslim to leave their religion. We never force. We will do da'wah, yes, but we cannot force, because Allah said la iqra fid din. But they use force. That's why how the word Manila came about. Because when they were trying to negotiate with the people, the sultan of this country, they don't remember what is the name of the city. But the leader sent them off from the small boat to the big ship and say to them, Fi amanillah, pray for them, have a safe journey, because they want to have trade among the western country with Philippines. So they say Fi amanillah. So he only remember Manila. There's a lot of thing that has been changed. Even the story of Pirate of the Caribbean. Go back to the encyclopedia and try to look who is this man. Allahu Akbar. Zombie. You know the movie Zombie? You like horror movie? Zombie, if you look at the history, is a Muslim. But they make the movie like all the good people, they are like Satan. They are devil. They are bad guy. But if you go back to the history, then you'll be surprised. We were watching this movie sometimes, children, we don't know. Talking in the one eye, the pirate, and so on. Go back to the encyclopedia. It's not written by us. It's written by the historian who gather a lot of facts. Then you will find out who is these people. Why they call them zombies. Inshallah, yeah, the truth will prevail sooner or later. Yeah? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then commanded, "Infiru, fa'midu ikhwanakum, hasten to the support of your brothers, and let none of you stay behind. None of you should stay behind when you are engaged in a war." One that is the leader who takes charge, you have to follow. Yeah? I think today in the army ranking, they do also have that. They have maybe the colonel, the major, the captain, and the lieutenant, and all this, they have their ranking. Yeah? So the people march out in critically hot weather, walking and riding. Yeah? Now what is important, brother and sister, is Allah even said in the Quran, "Infiru kifafan wa thiqalan." When the call of jihad come in, you have to move forward. You have to move forward. It's like a country, when the summon come, we have declared war with so and so, then the whole nation have to move. Unless, yeah, the order said, we only need 10,000 of soldiers. Then 10,000 will move first. Yeah. We have to do that because to protect, to safeguard the peace and our honor to live as a free man. We are no more a slave to anybody. We are all a slave of Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Now let me end with this topic. Other prohibited acts of grieving and mourning. Hitting the body and tearing the clothes. Yeah. Now this thing happened before, and that's why the Prophet highlighted this. When there is a saying from the Prophet, meaning this kind of acts has been going on. So the Prophet is there to guide you what we can and what we can't. Even the intention is good to show your love towards the person who died, that you hit yourself, you know, so hard, you hit your body, you hit your head, you're on the wall, on the ground. Some people excessively express their grief through incurring a material harm to themselves, such as hitting their faces and bodies or tearing their clothes. This is publicized or their public practice in our time by some deviant sects who compete in displaying various forms of self-torture. Who are they? Yeah. Very fast, sister. You will see when Karbala comes in, 10 of Muharram comes in, you see a group of people will hit their body with iron, sword, stick, just to injure, to cause harm to their body, to bleed. They have to bleed. I was caught by surprise, in the 80s when I was the director of the Islamic Center in Hong Kong. Then the day of Karbala came. We are not linked with that. We know what happened. Then we have this group of Muslims who came to the mosque that I'm leading the prayer sometime for Jumat. Invite me. to their center. So I went. Then suddenly they have a guest speaker from their country. They start to motivate their people, talk about Ali, talk about Hussein, how he died. So everybody was crying, you know. And then they start to stand up and they start to hit themselves. Yeah, to cause injury to themselves. But after that, they come down and they have Ashura. You know why Ashura? We're known as Bubur Ashura. It's not from us, it's from them. The Ashura is 10. It was 10 Muharram. So, yeah. The Chinese also have their Ashura. The Chinese have chap chai. Because Ashura means 10 chap. 10 different type of vegetable you cook together. That is called Ashura, veggie Ashura. Yeah. You have sharbat Ashura, you have bubur Ashura. Yeah. Then they ask me, how do you feel? I say, I feel my whole body is in pain. Oh, you also feel pain? Wow. Yeah, because each time when they hit their body, they say, my name, Ya Hussein. They hit them. They're hitting me, you see. So they also smile. I also smile away. Yeah. I think they love me because of my name. Yeah. When I first became a Muslim, I don't even know, that I'll be linked with this kind of thing, you know. But it so happened, this name is a good name. Yeah? The name of the grandson of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we are not supposed to do that. We feel for the deceased, but we have to honor them. We have to pray for them, but not causing harm to yourself. To the extent the Prophet said, Laysa minna, he is not one of us who hit the face, tears the clothes, and makes the call of Jahiliyyah. Because this is the way of the pagan, yeah? So we are not supposed to follow them. Yeah? Because we have two more part, I will come in and then we will end at growing the beard. Yeah? Shaving the hair, one of the old mourning practices that Islam prohibited is shaving the head. Yeah? Not cutting the head, yeah? Shaving the head. Abu Burada reported that his father, Abu Musa Abdullah bin Qay al-Ash'ari, became seriously ill and fainted into his wife's laps. His wife screamed, but he was not able to say anything to her. When he regained consciousness, he said, I disown those whom Allah's messengers disown. Indeed, Allah's messenger disowned the woman who, when a calamity strike, a musibah, yes, right, will shave her hair or tear her clothes. Whoever do this kind of act, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consider them is not of their ummah anymore. So it's very dangerous. If you do this, you die. If you do this out of ignorance and you manage to repent and don't do it again in the future, alhamdulillah. But while you are doing the act of jahiliyyah, you die. It's like the Prophet said, Man da'a ila asabiyya wa qatala ala asabiyya famat famaytahu maytatan jahiliyyah. You are Muslim now, but you call to for nationalism. You call for racism. And you die while you are calling that. You are not calling people to Islam. You are not representing mankind. You are representing race. And you die while doing that. Mat famaytahu maytatan jahiliyyah. You will die as a disbeliever, as a pagan, as a ahli jahil. May Allah protect us. Among the prohibited old practices of mourning are spreading the hair in a messy manner and scratching the face and body. Usayd bin Abi Usayd reported that one of the women who gave bay'ah to the Prophet told him that the Prophet required from them is this: you will not disobey me, la tu'sinani. You will not disobey me in any matter of righteousness, nor scratch your faces, nor wail, nor tear your clothes, nor dishevel your hair. That means you don't want to comb and keep yourself clean. This is not the act of a Muslim woman. Yeah? We do feel for the deceased, We love them a lot, our parents, our loved one, our children. But life, move on. Just don't forget to pray for them. Ask Allah to forgive them. And that's why I always remind a lot of family, when there's a musibah, first thing the family members must look into to help the deceased. Do they have any debts? Who is going to be responsible in clearing their debts? Do they owe Allah anything? Have they given their zakat? Have they missed fasting day? Yeah. How many days they missed their fasting? All this you must immediately record it before anybody, or everybody forget about how to help the deceased if you love him. He have any nazar for you to fulfill? Any wasiat for you to do? All these things you must record it as soon as possible and act upon it before you talk about any other thing. This is how you show your love to the person who you love and have passed away. May Allah guide us, inshallah. Now we open for Q&A. Fatafadda. Inshallah. Any question from your sisters? The mic might pass to the sister.
Assalamualaikum Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Can you please make a dua for my cousin who is seriously ill in the hospital?
What is her name?
Sharifah Munawarah binti Syed Kabir. And this is really bad. The doctors, they don't give her much hope.
Okay. Munawarah, Munawarah binti?
Binti Syed Kabir. Sharifah Munawarah binti Syed Kabir. Which hospital? In hospital in Kulim.
Yeah, when everybody is sick, inshallah, later on, we will end our class with a prayer for her, inshallah. Any other question from the jama'ah, from the brothers? Naam. Pass the mic to the sister.
Assalamualaikum Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
You mentioned just now the bodies of Abu Bakar and as well as Umar. They were not interned until the succeeding leaders were appointed. What's the wisdom of that? Because even if they are interned, you can still choose a leader. So what was the wisdom of that?
I think Umar, who are a very careful leader, when he was there, you remember the Prophet did mention that the fitna of this ummah will not happen when this gate is still there. The Prophet referred to Umar as a gate, mean it's protected. This ummah will be protected. Why the Prophet say about Umar? Because among the companion, the man who even the enemy fear most is Umar. No enemy dare to surface themselves. Even the hypocrite dare not surface themselves in the time of Umar. Yeah. Umar is a very strong man, where the Prophet say, wherever he walk, all the shaitan will flee or run away. Like I say, if Umar will walk in Bukit Bintang today, Bukit Bintang will be peace. You can walk in peace, nobody there to do any funny, because he don't compromise with anything that is bad. That's why he have the title Al-Faruq. So he was worried. Because when he was the Khalifa for 10 years, two big power they call the superpower, collapse. The empire of Rome and Persia. No, alhamdulillah, Allah gave victory to Umar. Even the keeper of Jerusalem, the people of the book, said that only if he come, we give him the key. They don't give the key to anyone except Umar. So when you are so powerful, you are worried. What will happen if you are no more there? So that is the Umar's worry. It's not that you have to give the same instruction to anybody, but Umar's way is different. But the other companion, they don't do that. But there's a wisdom behind that. Each time when something happens, there's some wisdom that we can learn. We know there are a lot of munafiq in the time of Umar too, but they dare not surface until they plan to kill him. They dare not come out openly and declare and create unrest. Alhamdulillah. Any last question? Naam, Father, the mic, please pass the mic to the brother behind.
Assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Sir, I want to know why the kalima was...
Why?
The kalima was added with Ali Waliullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Ali Waliullah.
Oh, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Ali Waliullah.
There is a group of people claim that it has to be Ali Waliullah. What is the story behind
Naam.
That? And another thing is, whenever we do Hajj or Umrah, the shape of our hair, what is the significance there?
Come back to the Umrah,
Umrah and Hajj.
Umrah and Hajj. Normally, anybody who perform Umrah or even Hajj, it was highly recommended to shave their hair. If not, they can just cut, shorten their hair. But highly recommended to shave their hair. Shaving the hair is a kind of cleansing. It's a kind of cleansing. Rasulullah? Pardon?
Shaving hair is not sunnah Rasulullah?
No, it's a sunnah, yes. Shaving hair is a sunnah. And the Prophet said, there are more blessings in shaving the hair than just cutting it short. So both is allowed. If a person decide not to shave, just to shorten the hair, it was allowed. But there are triple blessing for those who shave their hair. So about the La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is the declaration of faith for all Muslims. Meaning, anyone who want to be a Muslim, this is the first thing they have to declare. That they believe there's none worthy of worship except Allah alone, La ilaha illallah, and Muhammad Rasulullah, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Now, you have groups who's coming to add with Wa Ali Waliullah. Is Ali Waliullah? Yes. Is Ali Karamullah Wajah? Yes. Nobody denied that. All the Muslim in the world who have knowledge will not deny that. Ali was given also another title as Waliullah. And Karamullah Wajah. It's a title given by the Prophet from to different people like Khalid Saifullah, Omar Al-Faruq, Osman Zurnurain, and Abu Bakr As-Siddiq, and so on. But to put this word together with Shahada is not the Sunnah. Anyone who wants to be a Muslim, you don't have to add Ali Waliullah. Just and Muhammad Rasulullah. So now you have problems when you do not follow the teaching of Islam properly. You start to put your own ideas. Then what happened today? Even azan now, they have different. Azan, they said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, twice. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, twice again. Then, Ashhadu anna Ali waliyullah, twice. Now, they put Ali into the azan. And then Iqamat also, they are starting to add. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, before Hayala Salah, wa ashadu anna Ali karamallah wajha. So anyhow, we know who is doing that. We love Ali, we love Abu Bakr, we love Umar, we love all the companions of the Prophet. But if this Shahada is fixed by Allah and the Prophet, only end Muhammad Rasulullah, we end there. Yeah, we just end there. Not said Ali don't have the title Wali Allah, he have. But that title, that kind of title name should not be put into the Shahadat and not in the Qamat and in Azan. That normal discussion, we can say Ali Wali Allah, no problem. Ali Karam Allah Wajhat, no problem. And this is how it goes. Yeah? So now, because we are not careful about what you can say and what you can't say and what time that you can put this word, and that is the problem. Yeah? If you want to compare, I would say you should have compared Abu Bakr, because Abu Bakr is the closest to the Prophet. Even Ali is his cousin, but Abu Bakr was the closest. To the extent that even whenever anything, the Prophet will call for Abu Bakr. Yeah? So may Allah guide all of us, brothers and sisters, to have the right spirit, the right knowledge, the right understanding, and to say what Allah and the Prophet love us to say, and also to protect us, yeah, from all.
Last,
yeah, Davis. Last one, okay.
Last one.
Fadal.
I just want to know, Omar, Bakr, all these names before Islam, they were known as Bakr, Omar, and all that. After become Islam, also still named the same name.
Yes, most of them have the same name.
But right, every time somebody convert, he have to change his name, right?
Not necessary, it's not a requirement in Islam. But sometimes in certain country, they just want you to have a name that sound Arabic. Yeah, so that easy for people to identify that you are a Muslim.
But sometimes the names are God's name, their own God's name.
Then the Prophet recommend us to change. Instead, sometimes you have a name, even like Chinese, yeah. If they have a name have bad meaning, then the Prophet call you to change. But name that have no bad meaning, you can still maintain. No problem at all, yeah. In our country before, when I became Muslim in the 60s, we have to change. If you don't change, they will never register you, yeah, in the IC office. I cannot even put my family name together. I said Hussein Yi. No, it must be Muhammad Hussein or Hussein bin Abdullah plus alias Yi Lonian. They allow only with alias at that time. That is why sometimes it makes people find it difficult to become a Muslim, just because of that. It's a name given by the parent, and they want to honor their name, and that's nothing wrong in Islam. But we have problem because we don't understand the spirit of Islam at that time. But alhamdulillah, things have changed today. Now they have people, because we have also issue when you don't change the name, and our IC don't have a religion, column. Before, now they have, alhamdulillah. If you don't want to change the name, you have the column religion, Islam, or Buddhism. It's okay. I mean, it's easy for them if they die. People will know. Look at the IC. There is the your what you believe, and they will act accordingly. But we have problem before. They don't change the name. And the religious column is not there. So when somebody pass away, the family member want to take the body. They say, this is my son, this is my daughter. Even we say, but they are Muslim. No. He is no more Muslim. Now, the living is talking on behalf of the dead. He can't protect himself anymore. And then what happened? They go and take the body and they do it according to their belief. Then when the Muslim came to know, because they died in the hospital, later on the Muslim came to know, they came out and said, no way. He's a Muslim, he's been praying with us, we know him. No, he fasts with us. So they bring this matter up, and then the law give a verdict, said, yes, confirm that he's a Muslim. We have to dig up his grave and move him to a different graveyard. It becomes very messy. So in certain countries, I would say, if the law is to make things easy for all of us, why not? We make some changes, no problem. But now you have the column now, religion is better. If you don't change the name also, the religion is there. Because normally the Muslims don't interfere in other people's belief. Because we believe lakum dinukum waliya din. But we do not know why people like to interfere in our belief. That is the problem. You never see the Muslim going fight for a Chinese body, an Indian who died as a non-Muslim. We leave it to them. This is your people. But when this person become a Muslim, then the Muslim feel responsible to make the Islamic arrangement. And now they have other group are not happy. I hope they will know how to honor our rights, because their right is been given. Their right is been honored. Yeah. We hope and pray for that, But we have a problem until today. Your right is been honored. Our right, you still want to challenge us. That is something we hope the people have the right understanding. If they're talking about rights, if they're talking about the respect each other, please, anything to do with our affairs, just leave it to us. Like how we leave your affairs to yourself to settle. Yeah? So may Allah make it easy for all of us, brothers and sisters. One simple announcement again. We have this food donation for bundle sale on the 21 of May. So anybody who still like to contribute for the food donation, only for the food. That means you are good in cooking, so you can say that I like to send this food, or fruits or anything, cakes. Please again contact with Sister Aisha, and we have to register it because the closing is on this 11 is a closing date. Food, no. Alhamdulillah. Only clothes is 11. Food, you can still confirm with us which one that you want to contribute, and all that is going to sell at the day is going for Al-Qadim's charity. Our activities, Ramadan is very close, so we are preparing ourselves to give up more in the coming month to the poor and the needy. Number one. And the coming Wednesday, inshallah, is a break day for us, because I'll be traveling, so there's no class this coming Wednesday. But you can start to read the book, so that when we come back, it's thing that you are not sure, we can reconfirm and explain it back to all of you, inshallah. And we also have the program about for those who want to learn Tajweed Make Easy. Don't forget, you can even register your name to in the office. Program in English for sisters only. That is only for sisters. Tajweed Make Easy academic program. I don't know how many people have registered. 7. I think they need 10 to start. That's why when they have 7, there's no more news yet coming back to you. Until we reach 10, then only they will start. It's a good class. But this is known internationally. They have reached out to a lot of teachers and those sisters who want to learn how to recite the Quran with tajweed. Yeah? What for me to remind the sisters again and the brothers, nothing much, just don't forget to prepare yourself for the Ramadan, yeah? And whatever that we have to clear, we clear before this coming Ramadan, inshallah. Let us end with a short prayer for Sister Sharifa Al-Munawara binti Sayyid Kabir. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, alhamdulillah bil alamin, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma antas salam sallimha ya rahman ya rahim, yassir laha wa la tuassir laha, tuhur insyaAllah, tuhur insyaAllah, tuhur insyaAllah. Ya muqallibal qulub, thabbit qalbaha wa lisanaha wa aqlaha ala dini wa ala ta'atik. Allahumma yassir lisana an yazkurka ya hayyun ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghir. O Allah, we asking for your mercy. You are peace, give peace to the sister Sharifa Munawwara binti Sayyid Kabir. The inner peace, the peace of the mind, the peace of the heart. O Allah, you are the healer. Whatever you think is best for her, we ask the best from you, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Give her a good ending if anything is going to happen to her. Strengthen his memory and her memory and her heart to remember you and to make it easy for her tongue to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. O Allah, strengthen the family's patience so that they are ready and also prepared to accept what is the qadar upon them, Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. Forgive her for all the wrong thing that she has done, and O Allah, shower your mercy and make her among the righteous. Amin. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته عائشة